5-Minute Fantasies, a collection of erotic stories, Volume 4, edited by Catherine Cooper. Backstory by Francis Jones. Moments after the mayor's gavel stroke marked the adjournment of a blessedly brief city council meeting, my competitor and I were locked in City Hall janitor's closet, fumbling with each other's clothes. His teeth studded my neck as I unbuttoned his corduroy trousers, the heat rising from his groin. I dove in with my hands, then backed up against a sturdy shelf and propped myself against it before pulling him inside me. There was no floor space to speak of, and his reporter's arms were too damaged by years of high-speed typing to lift my sturdy frame. Besides, we were both on deadline, and there wasn't much time. We weren't always like this. I faintly hated him the first time I saw him. He was there, in the back row of a gossip-filled neighbourhood meeting I thought only I knew about, whispering with residents and taking pages of notes. He never looked at me, never saw the barbs in my eyes. My scorn only grew as he managed to dig up just as many exclusive stories for his newspaper as I did for mine. His name and byline were the reason I swore under my breath each morning and worked late each night, trying to beat him in the next day's edition. We were thrust together, literally, during a standing-room-only press conference at the International Airport. Dozens of reporters crowded around the talking heads as they brought hurricane victims' pets in by plane and took them to local animal shelters. He was standing just behind me, towering over me more precisely, since he's nearly a foot taller than I am. I'd never been so close to him. One tends to